This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday attacks on aid workers in Gaza was unconscionable after an Israeli airstrike killed seven people working for the aid charity World Central Kitchen.
It demonstrates yet again the urgent need for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and the expansion of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
The strike on the World Central Kitchen convoy killed citizens of Australia, Britain, and Poland, as well as Palestinians and a dual citizen of the United States and Canada. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Tuesday the airstrike mistakenly killed the aid workers. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting Muslim American leaders at the White House on Tuesday night as he looks to relieve tensions over his administration's staunch backing for Israel's war in Gaza. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The past 2 years, the president's held big receptions marking Ramadan and Eid, but those plans were shelved this year amid the war. Instead, the president will meet with a small group of community leaders before a scaled-back iftar dinner to break the fast. It's the highest-profile engagement yet between the White House and the Muslim American community since the war started. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran warned its arch foe Israel on Tuesday it will retaliate for an airstrike that killed seven Revolutionary Guards, two of them generals, and destroyed its consular annex building in the Syrian capital. Israel declined to comment on Monday's strike in Damascus, which fueled Middle East tensions already inflamed by the Gaza war and violence invoking Iran-backed groups in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq,